This international soccer special on the Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by MyBookie.ag. MyBookie is doing everything they can to help hashtag DGens only cash big, including a 50% deposit match on your first deposit. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP to get a 50% deposit match. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com. Promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. And finally, we're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just head over to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. You are listening to this international special here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer, or you can check me out on my website, lockbetting.com, where last week we are coming off a 9-2 Tuesday in the Champions League, 6-3 on Wednesday, and 8-2 in the Europa League, plus a 10-1 Saturday in the soccer. We have also had six consecutive winning days in tennis, and we looked like we were going to turn over a profit in the NFL, but we got hammered in the late games on Sunday and managed to throw it in the bin. So we are looking for a nice bounce back in the NFL this season. We are massively profitable in the NFL this season, but it's been a little bit rough the last 2 weeks. It looked like it was going to be good, but it turned rough in the end. We ended up going with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday night, and we could pretty much turn that game off after about 15 minutes because I read into the whole thing with AB and Tom Brady, and I figured that he was just going to pick him out wherever he can, seeing as he vouched for the guys, and he was going to have a big game, and Drew Brees was supposed to have a shoulder injury, and Kamara hadn't practiced all week, and all of the various things that went into that, and the line was down at 3. It just looked like an attractive proposition, but that was the turning point where we finally threw away our profit, and then we were on the Patriots as well, not to cover the 9.5, but on a teaser that managed to go over 49 on Monday. So a real fuckery of a weekend in the NFL, but we will look to bounce back in that sport. As I said, massively profitable season in the NFL so far. We started 18-3, so it'd be very difficult to throw away all of that profit. But I did warn people, I did say, if you're signing up off the back of us being 18-3 after the first few weeks, we are going to have losing weeks. Well, we've had back-to-back losing weeks now, and we are looking for a bounce back. But as I said, overall, being profitable in the NFL, and all of our futures are looking very, very sweet indeed. But we're here to talk about soccer, and in the soccer, we have been absolutely flying. Unbelievable start over at lockbetting.com to the soccer this month, and we look to continue it rolling here with international soccer. The music at the top of the show, according to Google, that is the theme for Euro 2020/Euro 2021. Very underwhelming. When I heard it, I was tempted to just chuck out the Bundesliga. That's Bundesliga music again, because I think people find that a lot more fun, and I think it's a very popular track that people keep asking me about. And I will not unveil the identity of Das Bundesliga track. That will die with me and the guys at the SGP. But I'm glad you guys like it. You'll be hearing it again once the Bundesliga returns, along with the EPL off the back of going 2-2 with our locks across both shows. What a dumpster fire Arsenal are. I mean, I can live with the Tottenham game. They didn't turn up for the first half. I should have just taken them on the money line. That's my bad for not continuing on with that trend. Tried to be too clever with it just to generate a slightly better line for a little bit more profit. But the Arsenal game, wow, that was absolutely awful. But according to some people, Arsenal won that game by a lot.
We won it by a lot.
Okay, that's enough of that for this show. So let's move on with the international games that we want to look at. We're going to mainly focus on these very important Euro 2021 qualifiers, as they will determine the final four teams that go through to the Euros. We begin with Georgia's game here at home to Macedonia. These games are happening on Thursday at 5 p.m. UK time. Well, this game particularly is happening on Thursday at 5 p.m. UK time. And then the rest of the games will go down at 7:45. Georgia are the 17-10 favourites on the money line. It's 7-4 the draw. It's 19-10 on Macedonia. The qualification prices see Georgia as the narrow favourites at 4-5 and 10-11 on Macedonia, because these matches must be decided tomorrow. We must know the four teams that qualify, and the winner of this one will enter Group C at Euro 2021 along with the Netherlands, Ukraine and Austria, where they will be the bottom feeder in that group. They will be the whipping boys, but it will still be a monumental achievement for one of these teams to make it. I would lean towards Georgia here with the home advantage. I think there will be a trickling of support here for Georgia. I don't think it's going to be played completely behind closed doors, although I don't think that's going to make a monumental difference. I think the travelling for North Macedonia, who are quite a new country in international football, and Georgia's experience will see them have the edge. But I'm more certain about the fact that this game is going to be low scoring, because this does present a great opportunity for the two teams. The books agree, because the under 2.5 is at 1-2 minus 200. But what you could take here, and I'm going to do this for another game later on, is the under 2. Now, if there are two goals in this game, you end up pushing this selection. But if there's just one, if this game is decided by a singular goal, then you end up winning that selection. It's worth doing. It's available at the price of even money, with over two goals available at 8-11. And I would lean towards under two goals here, because at the very least, you're going to get a push, because this is going to be a very, very tight game. I probably think it's going to have a very, very low scoring first half until these teams probably come out and try and win it. And when they do, I give the slight edge to Georgia being able to nick this game against North Macedonia because of the home advantage in this one. But no strong plays really in this one, other than taking the under 2.5 possibly as a parlay piece for these games on Thursday. And I would combine that here with this game between Northern Ireland and Slovakia, where Northern Ireland are available at 13-8. It's 19-10 to draw, and it's 9-5 on Slovakia. Red hot under here for me as well, and it's exactly the same price as the other game, 1-2 for under 2.5 and 13-8 on the over, and it's the same price exactly for the under 2. So they are certainly expecting two similar games here between Georgia and North Macedonia and Northern Ireland against Slovakia. The unders haven't been cashing regularly as of late as they were normally for Northern Ireland, but that's due to the Nations League. I did premise the point that the Nations League doesn't seem like it's a huge priority for Northern Ireland, but qualification through to Euro 2021 will undoubtedly be a priority. So you're going to see that tight Northern Ireland team here are difficult to break down. I think Slovakia are a live underdog here because they do have the better players. I think when you're looking at this Northern Ireland team, it's full of players that are playing in the lower leagues of England, whereas the same could be said for this Slovakia team. They do have players playing in the lower leagues around Europe, or for lowly ranked teams. However, when you have the likes of Marek Hamšík in your team and you have Milan Škriniar of Inter Milan, your head automatically turns towards that team. And whereas Northern Ireland are very difficult to beat at home, top sides haven't found it difficult. And although Slovakia aren't that, you would give them the edge, especially as you're getting them here as an underdog. They're 10-11 to win this as a pick, and they are the same price here to qualify, 10-11 to qualify. So I would lean towards them being able to find the moment of quality to break open what's likely to be a low scoring game here. Northern Ireland have actually won just one of their last 10 games. Slovakia have won just two of the last 13 matches away from home. But Northern Ireland, and here's where the under comes into serious play here. Northern Ireland have scored exactly one goal in four of their last six games, while Slovakia have only notched once in five of their last nine. So far from prolific teams, but two teams with solid defences here. You have Evans leading the line for Northern Ireland. You have Inter Milan's Milan Skriniar on the Slovakia team. I think this is a solid underplay here, and I will be looking at possibly parlaying that together with the first game. So two under 2.5s here at 1-2 for both. Up next, we look at Hungary versus Iceland, where Hungary are available at 6-4. It's 2-1 on the draw, and it's 21-10 on Iceland. Bad beat here for Iceland that they have to go away to Hungary. The way that these games are done, they're all going to be decided with just one game. And if it's a draw after 90 minutes, it does go to extra time. There's no two legs, which is the way this would normally be decided. Therefore, that makes Hungary a strong favourite for me. Even though Iceland have currently got more European pedigree, they're playing in the top group with England and Belgium over in the Nations League. But here, they come up against a Hungary team that are just in far better form, and I can't resist taking them here on the money line at 6-4. Hungary have won three and drawn one of the last five outings in 2020, including a 3-1 success at Bulgaria in the semi-final, where they got through comfortably to this game. Iceland have lost four of the last five matches, conceding 12 goals in the process, but they are in a tough group, as I said, with England and Belgium. And the visitors have won just two of the last 14 away internationals. And those victories were earned against very bad teams like Moldova and Andorra. Hungary are in form. They're massively improving. And they'll put the proverbial cherry on the cake here by qualifying through to Euro 2021 in this one. The final game I'm going to look at here is Scotland's trip to Serbia, where Serbia are the 4-5 favourites to win this game in 90 minutes. It's 5-2 on the draw, and it's 17-4 here on Scotland. I really fancy Serbia to go through in this game, but the qualification price on Serbia is at 1-3. I have no doubts that Serbia will go through. They are just a far better team than Scotland. Although Scotland have had an emergence of decent players coming through, the likes of Tierney and Robertson, Serbia still have far much more quality on the pitch here, and they have the home advantage in this game. When you're looking at the likes of Alexander Mitrovic, Luka Jovic, Milinkovic-Savic of Lazio, Luka Milojevic of Crystal Palace. There is quality through this entire team. Alexander Kolarov as well, formerly of Manchester City. There's quality through this entire team, and they're at home. So you have to lean towards Serbia. I'm just a little bit sceptical about taking them over 90 minutes, but you're getting by far the better team if you do. And I think there is certainly value here at the price of 4-5. However, Scotland are unbeaten in their last eight international fixtures, winning six. So they have become quite a difficult team to beat. Serbia, though, did come through against Norway in the last round. We're talking about Haaland and Norway being eliminated by this Serbia team. They did it in Norway. They did it in extra time. But Serbia have drawn a blank in their last two matches, while Scotland have kept a clean sheet in their last three games. But those last two matches were not at the same stakes as this for Serbia, because for everybody, this guarantees a path through to Euro 2021. This is a monumental achievement, and I think that those big players are gonna turn up here for Serbia. Again, across the board, even for the Hungary game, which we didn't say this about, I'm expecting low scoring games here across the board, with Serbia not scoring too many goals and Scotland being very difficult to break down. Again, this is another game where you lean heavily towards the under, and I think the under will probably cash in every single one of these games, because I'm not expecting an attacking fest in Hungary versus Iceland either, because stylistically, Iceland's style is to stop you from scoring and make themselves difficult to break down. The under in this one, though, is available at 4-6. And I think that's the best price that you'll get across the board. And I think that it shouldn't be ranked any differently to the other two games, because, as I said, Scotland are difficult to beat. They're coming into this with clean sheets. Serbia are a little bit goal shy. And even though they do carry the quality, and I do think they'll inevitably go through, I don't think that under any circumstances you'll see three goals in this game. So my top play again here for the third game out of four would be on the under, but this is the best price you're getting at 4-6. But heavy lean on Serbia to go through. I like them here at 1-3 as a certainty to end up qualifying, although you're not going to feel good about taking that price if it ends up going to a penalty shootout. And at the price of 4-5, I definitely like Serbia here on the money line to get past Scotland, because data can be twisted and manipulated any way you want. We're talking about Celtic coming into this off the back of not conceding in the last three games. Well, they played against Czech Republic at home, Slovakia at home, Israel at home. Prior to that, they won away against a Czech Republic side that were full of players missing from COVID. Scotland won that game 2-1 away in the Nations League. Prior to that, they had a 1-1 draw against Israel, a 3-1 win at home to Kazakhstan, a 2-1 win away to Cyprus, 6-0 at home to San Marino. And then on match day 7 of the last Nations League campaign on the 10th of October a year ago, when they played a good team, they lost 4-0 to Russia. Prior to that, the game before, they were at home to Belgium, they lost 4-0 again on match day 6. So the teams that Scotland are unbeaten against are keeping clean sheets against and beaten, they're not good teams. And that's where you need to look at the data. Data can be skewed anyway. And you can look at this and go, wow, Scotland are a team on the revival and Scotland are a team that are improving. Both of those statements are true. But who have they beaten and who have they played against? Because if you look back 12 months, when Scotland came up against big teams, they lost both games 4-0 by an 8-0 aggregate. So they're coming up here against the Slovakia team. This is a very difficult trip. This is the best team that they've faced in a year. And Slovakia are motivated to go through. I like the under and I do like Slovakia on the money line here at 4-5 to knock Scotland out of Euro 21 and deny Scotland from going into England's group. Because here in the United Kingdom, that's the thing that a lot of people want. Group D currently consists of England, Croatia and Czech Republic, and it will be really nice for people to see England going into Scotland's group. In my opinion, it isn't going to happen. Serbia will be the team going into that group. You'll end up with England, Croatia, Czech Republic and Serbia in Group D as Scotland get eliminated from Euro 2021 tomorrow. We're not done yet, because it's not just Euro 2021 we're going to look at. We're going to look at a couple of friendly games that I've picked out. I don't like capping friendlies because nobody really cares about them. They are just a warm-up. We will be doing a separate show for the Nations League games because they carry more stakes and you don't see teams rotating so much. Friendlies are difficult to call, but I do have a couple of friendly leans. Before I do those, I want to let you know that everything I'm giving out here, you can bet over at mybookie.ag, the sponsor here of the Soccer Gambling Podcast. Make the right play and sign up at mybookie. And when you do, use the promo code SGP and you'll get your deposit matched halfway, all the way up to $1,000. The terms are simple. So for example, if you put $200 in, they will match it with a free $100 for you. So if you're planning to bet already, you can sign up for a MyBookie account and you'll get yourself some free betting money to play with. It's winning season at MyBookie, so come join in on the fun and win some cash while you're at it. Let me also give a shout out here to Thrive Fantasy. With Thrive Fantasy, you can use our promo code SGP when you sign up today and you'll receive an instant match up to $50 on your first deposit. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or the Play Store or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today and don't forget our promo code SGP. And of course, let me give a shout out to Ace Per Head. Go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP and sign up. If you've ever thought about starting your own sportsbook, don't know how, Ace is here to help you start that sportsbook. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7. They offer live betting and an amazing mobile experience, and you can get started today. Just head over to aceperhead.com/SGP. As I said, that's aceperhead.com/SGP. So let's move on with these couple of friendlies that I wanted to look at. We'll begin with today's game here between the Netherlands and Spain, because it's a big marquee game that people may have an interest in. Certainly the biggest game that's being played today. The Netherlands are the 2-1 underdogs here. It's 23-10 the draw and it's 13-10 on Spain. Interestingly, I'm going to go for the under again. It'll be the fourth time in five games I'm going to lean towards the under. It's not been done on purpose because I love playing unders and love you guys to take boring plays, but there's a lot of data here to support this. Otherwise, the under wouldn't be 10-11 and 10-11 for both over 2.5 and under 2.5. So the books know there's a lot of supporting data here to go with the under. We're going to have a look at some of it here. So six of Netherlands' last seven games have featured under 2.5 goals. Netherlands, Holland, whatever. Spain's last five games have featured a total of 8 goals. And these sides have already drawn 3 Nations League matches between them so far this season. So they are looking like draw specialists. And that stands out to me at the best price here of 5-2. Because I can see this one playing out into a stalemate, either 0-0 or 1-1. 0-0 is available at 8-1. The 1-1 draw is available at 6-1. But I think the under is a safer bet, although I think there's good value on taking both 0-0 and 1-1, hoping that one of the draws come through to you. Someone could obviously nick this game. With De Boer in charge of Holland, I would lean towards Spain winning it because he's a poor manager. He's failed at numerous clubs and he's having a difficult time here as the Holland manager already. But what you're getting with these two teams is two teams that haven't adapted the very popular press. So you're not getting those teams pressing the ball and winning possession high up the pitch, although Spain do it a little bit sporadically. I mean, both teams do. Both teams will do it sporadically, but it's not a tactical necessity where you'll see them pressing and pressing and pressing in high lines. You won't see high lines here. What you'll see is a lot of tiki-taka football. And while that's been lessened in Spain and it's not so much emphasis on it, because we've seen over the years that Barcelona have begun to dwindle and even Pep Guardiola has had to adapt his style, and you're seeing a little bit less of that in Manchester City because tiki-taka has become dated, as many tactics do. I mean, we're already seeing flaws in the high line and the high press because we saw what Aston Villa did to Liverpool earlier on in the season. There are multiple examples of it. Bayern Munich versus Barcelona. Not only are teams getting beaten using these tactics, but they're being absolutely destroyed. If you don't do it properly, if you don't have 100% frenetic energy, then the high press and the high line can leave you exposed at multiple times. And I certainly don't think that we'll see high presses and high lines in these friendly games across, so therefore they do lend themselves favorably to unders, and especially with these two possession based teams. Essentially, if I'm to use an NFL analogy, what you have with Holland and Spain with possession based teams are two teams that like to run the ball. And we know if two teams in the NFL come up against each other that like to run the ball, you're going to see a very low total of around about 37 to 40 points, because it'll just be running play after running play after running play. That's essentially what you're getting here. You're getting clock killed, large portions of the 90 minutes killed by side to side meaningless passing. Both teams are guilty of doing it, and you're not going to see a strenuous press or a high line or opportunities to get in and behind the back line, because number one, this is a friendly, and number two, stylistically, neither of these teams do that. So they'll allow each other to both control the ball from the back and bring it forward with a possession-based style. And once one team loses possession, they'll get themselves back, reorganize into their shape, and want the other team to break them down with decent defenders on show for both teams. I mean, you're looking at the quality of defenders here on show for both, and you begin to understand a little bit more why the picture starts to point towards an under. So I'm going to take the under 2.5 here at 10-11. I think both of these teams will end up just suffocating each other with possession. Somebody may nick it. We may see a goal at both ends. I'm pretty certain that it will play out into a draw. I think there's great value on the 0-0 at 8-1, and maybe even the 1-1 at 6-1. But also, either team could steal this game 1-0 and then sit on this lead. I'm not expecting much entertainment, as much as the names are glamorous, and it's surprising to say that. When you look at Holland and Spain, you're expecting a definite over game. You're expecting fluid attacking football. But the bookies know that hasn't been the case as of late, as the statistical data indicates. And that's why they've set the line there. And I think even that line is generous, which is why I'm taking the under here in this one. The final game I'm going to look at here is this England game on Thursday against the Republic of Ireland, where England are available at 1-3. It's 19-5 the draw, and it's 17-2 on Ireland. This is a rivalry game. Obviously, England and Ireland are situated right next to each other, so neither team are going to want to lose this game. But I'll be very surprised if England don't win this game and win this game comfortably. Ireland are a team that just simply cannot score goals. We've been cashing frequently on the Ireland unders. We've had them as locks multiple times on this show. And even here, the under could cash. Under 2.5 goals have been scored in 18 of Ireland's last 19 competitive matches. And just because it's England and we have some attacking players here on show, the likes of Rashford and Kane and Sterling, doesn't mean that Ireland aren't going to come here and implement a tactic where they make themselves very difficult to break down to avoid being beaten by their neighbours. I just think eventually England have too much quality and will end up getting the breakthrough. England and Ireland have actually drawn four of their last five encounters, but Ireland have had a massive dip off in quality since then, and England have had a definitive increase. Under 2.5 goals were scored in each of the last seven meetings between these two teams, and under 2.5 goals were scored in three of England's last five games. So obviously we could take the under here, but I'm going to twist things here. I'm not going to take my fifth under out of the six games that I've covered. I'm going to just take England here to keep a clean sheet. I don't think England will end up conceding in this game. I mean, you can play this both ways. You can take England to nil here at 5-4, or you can take England to keep a clean sheet here at 10-11. I think there's minimal difference between the two, and I've been stung by this bet before. I've taken a team, a big favourite, to win to nil, thinking that they'll win comfortably, and the team have just come there and parked the bus, and I've ended up getting robbed out of it with a 0-0 draw. So I'm going to play it safe. I'm going to take the clean sheet for England here at 10-11. Actually, you can get that evens. If you look on the Betfair Exchange, you can get England to keep a clean sheet at evens. So shop around for that, see if you can get that line. We'll officially pick it here at 10-11 because it's more readily available. This Ireland team shouldn't score. They fail to score against mediocre teams. And if England do want to be considered in the top calibre of teams here in Europe, they should be keeping a clean sheet in this. Because if England don't compete at Euro 2021, and obviously when I say compete, I mean challenge to win it. Because England's attack is one of the best in Europe. They should be considered among the winners. They also have the best league in Europe now. The La Liga is dipping at a rapid rate. Barcelona and Real Madrid don't look remotely like the teams that they used to. And I honestly feel like this is a very big opportunity in La Liga for Atletico Madrid to steal the league. That's how badly La Liga is dipped. Serie A is an improving league. Obviously, the Bundesliga gave us the Champions League winners. But England now are in a very, very strong position where you can see all four English teams qualifying for the next round of the Champions League, and all three English teams going through in the next round of the Europa League as well. That's how strong England is across Europe as well. The national team need to represent that. And the national team have incredible attacking players. But in midfield and at the back is where I have my biggest concern. So even though this is a friendly game and you may see players rotated and you may not see the original England back three or back four, anybody that comes in, if you're playing in an England squad and this Republic of Ireland team have this much difficulty scoring goals, and statistically it's proven, you need to be keeping a clean sheet in this game. So England to nil, 5-4. England clean sheet at 10-11, either way, or even the under here at 2.5, a little bit more risky taking the under 2.5, because I would expect England, if they have the right players out there, to do a number on this Ireland team. I think there's a big, big gulf in quality. Again, here you're looking at the same situation with as you have with Northern Ireland, where you have players playing in the lower leagues of England. Obviously not to the same extent, because Ireland are obviously better than Northern Ireland, but we don't have top Premier League players playing in this team. So I think that I don't really love the under 2.5 here on this one, and you can get it at 6-5. I'm more confident on England winning, and England winning with a clean sheet, and just taking Ireland not to score, as opposed to limiting England to just finding the net twice when they should be able to comfortably find the net three times against a very, very average Republic of Ireland team here. So England to nil, or if you want to play it safer, England clean sheet here at 10-11 in this one. Closing out with a lock on the show. Well, where do we go? Because God, we've done the most boring podcast ever. I've basically come on here and told you that all six games that we covered are going to go under 2.5 goals. So you can probably see where I'm going to go with this, but I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to take one of the easy unders in Euro 2021. To get all of my official plays for this international week and for the Nations League, head over to lockbetting.com, where, as I said at the top of the show, we are on an incredible run. Because I spoke about it for so long, I'm going to take England to keep a clean sheet at 10-11. This Republic of Ireland team shouldn't score a goal. We've succeeded very nicely taking locks involving Republic of Ireland, and they all centered around Republic of Ireland not scoring. And we're going to carry on with that trend here. So we're going to take England to keep a clean sheet on Thursday against Republic of Ireland at the price at 10-11. If you only get England to win to nil, or England and both teams to score no, various ways that books price these things up, then take that, because I am confident that England go on and win this game. I'm just playing a little bit safer and just taking England to take the clean sheet here, because I have been stung by this bet before. That's it for this edition of the International Show. There will be a Nations League show coming out on Friday, which will be looking at the weekend's game. So stay tuned for that. But as I said, all of my picks for the Nations League, for Euro 2021, and for the friendlies, and for the South American qualifiers will be over at my website, lockbetting.com. So have a look and sign up for that. That's it from me. Good luck with all your bets as always. And thanks for listening.